Aloha and welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Welcome to The Good Life. We are here to help unleash your God-given purpose. You know, God is an amazing Lord in that He brings certain relationships into your life. And those relationships, though you may not see someone for years even, you can immediately connect and go back to those very sweet memories that you had. You're actually taken aback and relish those times that you shared together. And what makes it even more special often is when you were able to serve the Lord together. And we have one of those special people. He's a dear friend of mine. He's in studio with us today. And the ministry that we will share together today with you goes back to a connecting point when we shook hands, hugged, and were really used by the Lord here in these islands to bring more people to the Lord Jesus Christ. So really, it's a connection of the past to where we are today, of the amazing things that God is doing, because we know that the Lord is wanting to connect you to Him. If you don't have a relationship with Christ yet, oh, He loves you, He knows you, and He wants you to know Him as Lord and Savior. And if you're already walking with the Lord, I believe that you will be encouraged in such a magnanimous way by my featured guest today. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, we exist to lead you to the Lord Jesus Christ. Rick Rogers is a graduate of International Baptist College in Honolulu and Golden Gate Baptist Theological Seminary in San Francisco. He served for 10 years in the youth ministry here in Hawaii at Nuanu Baptist Church. He was the founder of the Oahu Youth Workers Network in 1993. And get this now, over 70 churches were involved, connected to that ministry. He was also involved in the ministry at Galilee Mission Church and Maui First Korean Baptist Church. Makes me want to just say, 주님을 찬양합니다. That's a praise the Lord in Korean. And International Baptist Church, he also served there. He also served for 15 years of pastoral ministry in California and Washington State, and as a church planter for 3 years in Washington State. There, it's a Southern Baptist church, The Gathering. He's been the regional representative for Moody Bible Institute since 2008, and his region includes Hawaii, California, Nevada, and Oregon. So we might say he is at the right place and at the right time. Plus much more, including broadcasting, publishing, and missions aviation. He's here to tell us more. You know, did you know that Moody Bible Institute right now has over 40,000 alumni serving the Lord around the globe? And what about Mr. Moody, a simple man who preached the gospel of Jesus Christ to over an estimated 100 million people without television or radio? Let's listen to this feature about the founder, Mr. Moody, and we'll be back with Rick Rogers. We'll talk story with him.
If God calls a man to his work and will be with him in that work, he will succeed no matter what the obstacles may be. Let us put ourselves in the hands of God, and our very weaknesses and infirmities will be used by him to gain victories that we never dreamed of.
Nothing in the early life of Dwight Lyman Moody portended his later prominence. He was the sixth of nine children, born February 5th, 1837, in the northern Massachusetts town of Northfield. Raised by a widow, Dwight received barely 4 years of formal education, attending school as he could between the ages of 6 and 10. The struggling family was befriended by the local Unitarian pastor, Oliver Everett, providing a father figure for the young Moody and serving as Dwight's introduction to the church. By the age of 17, Dwight had tired of Northfield and struck out for the opportunities and excitement of the city. In Boston, he worked for his uncle, Samuel Holton, who insisted that he attend Sunday school. There, Moody came to the attention of Edwin Kimball, who presented the gospel to Moody one day in Holton's store.
I don't remember what he said, but I can still feel the power of that man's hand on my shoulder tonight. It was not long after that I was brought into the kingdom of God.
By 1856, Moody was ready to move on and headed west to Chicago, where his newfound faith became more evident. Burdened by the scores of poor and uneducated children, Moody began a Sunday school in one of the worst areas of the city, earning him the nickname Crazy Moody. But God honored Moody's boldness. The school flourished and garnered a reputation beyond Chicago. It was also through the Sunday school ministry that Moody met Emma Revell. They were married in 1862. In the following years, Moody grew into a powerful evangelist. Several prominent clergy invited him to come preach in the United Kingdom. He arrived in 1873. Moody remained in the United Kingdom for nearly 2 years, culminating with a four-month stay in London, where approximately 2.5 million people attended the meetings. By the time he returned to the United States, Moody was an established evangelist, and for the rest of his life, led major urban campaigns throughout the states and United Kingdom.
I have got only one talent. I have no education, but I love the Lord Jesus Christ, and I want to do something for Him.
But Moody was more than a respected evangelist. He also was an innovative educator. He started 2 schools for poor children in his hometown of Northfield, Massachusetts, the Northfield Seminary for Women in 1879 and Mount Hermon's Boys' School in 1881. Both schools mixed education, practical instruction, and biblical training.
These are the best pieces of work I have ever done. I have been able to set in motion streams which will continue long after I am gone.
In addition to these 2 institutions, Moody founded a school in Chicago. The institute has its origins in a work founded in the 1870s by Miss Emma Dreyer, an educated woman with a burden for urban poor women. Moody promised to support the effort, but years went by and no assistance arrived. By 1883, Dreyer led a concerted prayer effort to get Moody to return to Chicago and build the school, which he finally agreed to do. It was established in 1886, with classes beginning in 1888. Designed to train laymen and women to work predominantly in urban centers. Moody also provided informal education to millions of people through publishing. Burdened by the lack of Christian books for the poor and prisoners, Moody formed the Bible Institute Cole Portage Association. By the year of his death in 1899, Moody had presented the gospel by pen or voice to 100 million people. His bold vision for evangelism and education has continued to shape the Institute for the last 125 years. The Moody Bible Institute celebrates the bold legacy of our founder and the dynamic future of serving Christ together in the years to come.
And I have one of those representatives in studio with me today. His name is Rick Rogers. We go back a long ways. He's a dear friend. And Rick, welcome to our show. I'm glad you're
here. Thank you, Danny. I love being here with you.
And I love listening to your voice. Just talking with you earlier, I think, man, you've got a great voice for the radio.
Well, I enjoy radio, and I'm glad I work with Moody Radio and
yes.
Everything else.
Well, take us back, Rick. Where did you grow up?
I grew up in Portland, Oregon, and thought that someday I was going to go out and be a chef in the world.
Really?
And that was my whole dream and desire, and studying in that direction. And one thing that my parents asked me, though, was, would you do 1 year of Bible college before you go do your dream?
Hmm.
And that's really shaped my life, and I've tried to do it with my own children. And when I came here to Honolulu to go to college, Bible college, it was those first few months, and I stood one night in a Wednesday night prayer meeting. The place was packed on Dowsett Avenue, and it was packed, and they and I stood to commit my life to serve the Lord for full time. And so my whole the dream of being a chef or something went out the window, and I started going towards ministry.
You you're influencing a lot of people with the work that you're doing now with Moody Bible Institute. But who influenced you, Rick, in your earlier years?
Well, it goes to Dr. Cook at the International Baptist Church.
Okay.
And he poured his life into me and his father, William Cook. And they were the men that really were a deepening influence in my life since I was, I went to college at 17. So I was right there at that early age, and they
Formative years.
Yeah, yeah. And that's where it came from.
How did you become a Christian?
When I was young, my grandfather, my great-grandfather was an evangelist, and I grew up in Portland, Oregon at a church that was the home church to Jim Elliot that died in the Ecuador forest, and his brother Bob Elliot was our leading elder, and we were nurtured in the Word during those days, but my great-grandfather came to preach, and I remember he was one of those hellfire and brimstone preachers, and anyway, I said to my folks afterwards, I don't want to miss going to heaven and having a relationship with God, and I realized that it wasn't just something my family, that came with my family, but it had to be a personal relationship. So my mother knelt with me that night and helped lead me to the Lord at the age of seven, and it's been an interesting life since. Blessing.
Well, you're going to share about that interesting life. And yet we also know that the man of God who goes out and is being used mightily by the hand of the Lord is often supported and backed by, I wouldn't even say a supporting cast. I mean, they are the stars of God's display of his glory in your relationship with your spouse and your kids. So tell us about your family.
Well, my family, I really didn't know when I lived in Honolulu. I thought, oh, I'll be married at a young age and whatever. And then it didn't happen. And so I kind of sat back and said, Lord, what are you going to have for me? And years went by, and then I was 25 and still didn't know and whatever. And then I was moving from the island of Maui to California in ministry, and I became a youth minister in Northern California, and a missionary was furloughing from Africa, and she caught my eye, and the Lord opened doors for dating Sally, my wife of 22 years, and she was serving the Lord faithfully in the country of West Africa, in Togo, West Africa. And she never thought she would be married either. And at that point, and so the Lord just truly blessed us, and we moved in ministry together in different places. We had four daughters. We have four daughters.
Wow.
One was born in Hawaii while we were at Nuuanu, and three others were born in California.
What are their names?
Sarah is our oldest, and she's getting married in July down at California Baptist University. And our second is Rochelle, and Rochelle is at Moody Spokane. We have three campuses. She's at the Spokane campus. And then she's 19. And then we have an 18-year-old, Hannah, that was born in Hawaii. And then Elizabeth, born in California. She's 13. So we have a full nest.
You have a full nest. You have a full ministry. And God has repositioned you from the islands to be on a much larger platform. And the thing about the repositioning, you've been so faithful in what God has called you to do through the years. And now in this repositioning, to influence so many people in such a strategic way with the gospel of Jesus Christ. We're going to take a break right now. When we come back, we'll talk more with Rick Rogers. Rick Rogers is a man who has a real heart for the Lord, and a heart for people. You know, when you talk to pastors, pastors have a kind of a warmth about them, a grace. You can just call it love. You can see it in their eyes. You can hear it in their voice. And he lives it out. And he takes the gospel to many, many people through his ministry there at Moody Bible Institute. And it really is the heart of the founder, Mr. Moody. Mr. Moody. Wow. I just love it. The name Moody reminds me to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. And we will do that. We are doing that. We'll be back with more with Rick Rogers. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
One thought, one insight, one lesson can give you a winner's edge. Danny Yamashiro's new book, Winner's Edge, includes over 300 inspirational quotes and insights from his personal collection on leadership, relationships, hope, family, teamwork, love, and much more. Winner's Edge by Danny Yamashiro, available at bookstores throughout Hawaii. And don't forget Paradise Calls, Danny Yamashiro's remarkable story of God's miracle, saving him from falling 400 feet off the Pali Ridge, a story that's brought hope to thousands around the world. Winner's Edge and Paradise Calls by Danny Yamashiro, available in ebook at Amazon Kindle. And listen to Danny Yamashiro and his featured guests on the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show weekdays on 99.5 KGU FM at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight. Connect with Danny on Facebook and Twitter and find out more at DannyYamashiro.org.
Have you been blessed by the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show? Have the stories been an inspiration to you? What if you had the opportunity to improve the quality of another person's life, someone like your family member or friend? Danny Yamashiro is looking for friends of the Good Life to prayerfully consider a monthly financial gift. You will receive monthly letters from Danny that will equip and encourage you. I invite you to become a financial partner with Danny Yamashiro Ministries. With your gift, you will become part of Danny's ministry team and help reach more people with God's love and hope through Jesus Christ. Write your check to Danny Yamashiro Ministries and mail it to P.O. Box 700998 Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. That's Danny Yamashiro Ministries, P.O. Box 700998, Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. Or go to www.dannyyamashiro.org. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
It was D.L. Moody, Dwight Lyman Moody, the great American evangelist. Well, he actually... American evangelist who actually crossed the Atlantic. He did a lot of work in England, and I mean, really, over 100 million people hearing the gospel. Well, it was Moody who said, quote, "A rule I have had for years is to treat the Lord Jesus Christ as a personal friend. He is not a creed, a mere doctrine, but it is He Himself we have," unquote. Dwight L. Moody. I'm here with my featured guest today. His name is Rick Rogers. He's a representative of Moody Bible Institute. He and I have known each other for years, and he's here to talk to us about the great things that God is doing through Moody Bible Institute. But Rick, before we go there, there are some people listening. They want to know, hey, how did this guy get involved in ministry? And by the way, as you're listening, you might want to grab hold of this show. It's available for you as a free download at thegoodlifehawaii.org. Okay, you can get it there. Pass it on to a family member or friend. Something here may touch you as the Lord works through our guest today. Rick, how did you get called into ministry?
Well, I think the thing that needs to be there is a soft heart for whatever the Lord wants to do with your life. And I never had dreamt that I would ever someday be a pastor. In fact, I remember in high school, we were in an evangelism class, and we had to be on a list, and there were 50 kids or so that were in this evangelism class. Part of the thing was to get up and to give your testimony in a nutshell, kind of, and do it in front of the whole youth group. And our youth group was 150 kids, and I remember getting up and doing my testimony, and I messed it up so bad. It was so horrible, and I was so nervous, and I must have been three shades of red, and I was sick to my stomach, everything. And so I told the youth minister later, whatever it is, some people are gifted to be upfront people, and some are not, and I'm not. And so that was my heart.
That was the beginning, right?
That was the beginning.
Thank God that was the beginning, because, you know, you like the rest of us, were paralyzed at that very moment.
Yeah.
Now, who would have ever thought that you would be used by the Lord as a communicator in the way that you are now? So how did you overcome that? How did you get called to ministry?
And I remember when I first came to college and we had to do our public speaking here in Hawaii, and I was once again a nervous wreck, and the thing that should take 30 minutes took about 10, and it was just
not enough content.
Overload and nerves. But the man that mentored me saw something in me and said, you know what? God can do something there. And because he believed in me as a student and as a young man and as an older man to a younger man, he encouraged me. And it took some time, but the Lord eventually brought a ability to communicate and to be personal with people, even up front.
Oh, for us to have more of those older, seasoned people who are able to see the potential in the younger generation.
Absolutely.
And just to see potential in people, you know, and to believe that there is still something there that God wants to bring out as in your life.
What, a Titus 2 kind of man.
That's right.
Yep.
That's right. Now, you've been all over in ministry. How did you get connected with Moody Bible Institute?
It was an interesting thing. We were up in Washington State planting a church up there, and as many are in ministry doing, I was bivocational, working at a hospital at the time and planting this church, and everything that we did as husband and wife was poured into our church. And then when I lost my job during the 2008 economy situation, we really started scrambling, and we put out our resumes. We wanted to continue on and do our work there in Washington, and no doors would open at all. And it went month after month. The cupboard started getting emptier and emptier, and I just thought, Lord, there has to be something that would be some fit for me and my family. So we were looking at web pages. Never give up on looking on the internet. We were looking at web pages, and during the big crash of 2008, there were about 70 or 80 positions at Moody that were open. That were open. And I thought, what on earth? And I had grown up in a family. One of my relatives pastored the Moody Church for 20 years, and the name Moody was in my heart and my family, so I looked at that and said, let me try. And so I tried. It was about a month later, I was getting a call from Chicago. Will you come to Spokane and interview? You know, I thought it might be some, whatever it would be, I would do it. And then the position that was available was a regional representative for the West Coast. One thing led to another, and I was on an airplane going to Chicago for an interview.
You know, Rick, what you just shared, I think it will relate with so many who have felt the effects of the 2008 the economy crashing the way it did. You mentioned about month after month, the cupboard starts getting lean. Just let's spend a few moments there. What did you go through? What did you and Sally go through during that time? You lose your job. You know, the pocketbook, it becomes lean. The cupboard becomes more and more empty. What was it like?
It was an interesting time, because in ministry, you think that everything should be happy and everything should be joyful all the time. There were days when as things were getting lean, that my children didn't know where some of the food was coming from, and they still don't. But the Lord provided through some things that most people wouldn't think was very wonderful, but we continued to eat and we continued to go through this time. And our house that we lived in at the time was 300 square feet, and there were six of us.
300 square feet.
Yes. And you know, there's a lesson to be learned in that. It was very humble. It was very small, whatever. But it's interesting that as the years have gone since then, my children remember that time in the 300 square foot house as being more special than other places we've lived. And so the Lord teaches us things in interesting places.
You can relate. You can relate with so many people. I mean, we're not even talking Christian people. We're just talking people, you know, and how Christ helped you in a time of, shall we just say, a time of desperation.
Mm-hmm.
Shall we say it could be a time of brokenness of sorts,
mm-hmm.
Financial despair, wondering how, and then as a dad,
mm-hmm.
as a dad, how did it affect you as a father, Rick?
There's all kinds of things that come up with that, places in your heart that you've never felt before that start raising themselves up, like, you know, can't you be a better father? Can't you be a better husband? Can't you be a better provider? And the thing was, both of us were working as hard as we could, my wife and I, so we weren't on a couch.
And you were willing to do whatever
Absolutely.
It took.
I went to one of the large establishments that we all shop at regularly, even in Hawaii here, and they wouldn't hire me. And someone said, well, you have to lie about your education, because the place that you're going, they don't want someone with your education, so you need to lie about that so you can get a job. And we didn't feel comfortable to lie about mm-hmm. who we were and what we were doing.
Mm-hmm.
And so we kept looking.
Now, this went on for months?
It did. It was at least 8 months or so.
Hmm. What was it like when you finally connected? Because it seems like you exhausted most, if not all, of your possibilities.
Yes. We were just astonished by God.
Okay. Now, what about your relationship with the Lord during that very dry season?
You know, it was interesting. I continued to preach because we had our church there. And to that point, the church was continuing on, even though we were still struggling with the financial. And it was interesting how your preaching changes when you're going through different things. And sensitivities in certain areas kind of show themselves. And I think that when I was working with folks in the area that we were in, they were struggling as well, and sickness and cancers and things that people were going through. And I think it brings a sensitivity to us when we're hurting ourselves.
Sort of a different level of compassion, don't you think?
Yeah, I agree.
Compassion is a word. I mean, mm-hmm. but when you suffer, when you're broken,
mm-hmm.
Compassion becomes a reality. As you're listening today, you know, Rick is just sharing something that he's gone through, he and his family had gone through, which is very, very common, what happened in the United States, really globally. But many of us have felt like, well, it's always someone else, you know, it's always another country, someone else, but we're always okay. But no. When it hit us, and it hit him, and it has hit you, it really brings you to your knees. Mm. And the Lord has been gracious to Rick and sustaining him. And now this opportunity opens up. You become the regional director. They're at Moody Bible Institute, of such a well-known, well-established institution. What happened?
Well, the date of starting was in October. I had just flown there just a couple weeks earlier, and they said, you're hired. We want you to come. And so I was getting my suitcase ready and, you know, all these kinds of things. Do I have the right clothes? Do I have the right suitcase to go to Chicago and be in the big world of Chicago? And
The big city.
The big city, and it's got its own culture. Right. I was used to the islands. I love the islands and California, the West Coast.
And Pacific Northwest is pretty laid back, too.
It is.
Right?
It's a little different than Chicago. And all of a sudden, the ties that I haven't worn for years had to come out and all of this stuff. And I'll never forget a funny thing for the Hawaii folks that are listening. So used to hugging people. And so I remember when I got the job, I hugged the administrative assistant just out of normal from Hawaii.
Right.
And
she
looked at me like, oh, my goodness. So I learned right there there's different cultures.
Different cultures.
Yes. But it was a wonderful learning curve to represent radio and publishing and aviation and all these things brought with it challenges. But every day is a new day with Moody for me.
Well, I want you to talk about that. And, you know, Moody has some real unique qualities to it that I'd like for you to explain. And if you're listening right now and you're thinking, okay, I like this guy, Rick Rogers, man. He can relate with me. But I want to find out more about Moody, more about the education, more about the opportunities, more about the school. rick.rogers@moody.edu. rick.rogers@moody.edu. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll talk about, you mentioned aviation, Rick. You talk about broadcasting. You talk about publishing. And I suppose there's a plethora of activities going on, but you can bring some clarity to it. And also, what opportunities exist? How people can connect with Moody, Moody Bible Institute. Maybe a missionary, in the making. Mm-hmm. Maybe someone whose children have a heart and a calling for missions and evangelism. When we come back, we'll go deeper with Rick Rogers. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how much the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. A big mahalo to Waiawa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, A1A electrician Tony Lathrop Lee of State Farm Mililani, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahawai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, Armor of Truth, Commercial Roofing and Waterproofing Incorporated, LNS Enterprises Marine Consultants, and Quilopo Painting Incorporated. To learn more about our corporate sponsors or to find out how to become one, visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 FM KGU, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, connecting your family and friends to a personal relationship with Jesus Christ.
A healthy smile can make all the difference, but where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Waiawa. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Waiawa, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out? Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created.
Hear me calling
listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
The great evangelist D.L. Moody once said, "A man ought to live so that everybody knows he is a Christian. And most of all, his family ought to know." Ah, isn't that convicting? Isn't that stirring? It certainly does for me. Our guest today, Rick Rogers, he's a Christian man. He's a Christian man. And his family knows that he's a Christian man, as they ought to know. A man intact, a man who's gone through some rough times in his own life, even in the ministry, as a man serving the Lord, he went through a period of leanness. So let us not think that we who serve the Lord or love the Lord are insulated from some tough times. And it's often in those moments when the Lord brings us to our knees and we begin to understand his loving, his compassion, his grace, his provision, his sustaining power in a much deeper way. And we become that much more compassionate. Well, my guest today is Rick Rogers. I'm Danny Yamashiro. You're listening to The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. And as you're listening right now, you might be thinking, okay, can I get this program? I want to hear more about Moody. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.org. Our programs are downloadable for free. And we are also a listener-supported show. And to find out more about being a partner with us, go to thegoodlifehawaii.org, click the Partners tab. And by the way, I also want to send out a thank you to one of our corporate sponsors, one of others, who helped make this available, Chinen and Aurinaga Financial Group. A big mahalo to them. And for you who are partnering with us and will partner with us in the days to come. Rick, aviation ministry, publishing ministry, radio ministry, internet ministry, media ministry. Oh, so much that you're involved in there at Moody. Take us further. Explain to us what's going on.
Well, the 5,000 students that are studying right now in Chicago and around the world are excited about what God's doing. And we have right now on the Chicago campus 2,000 students that are studying. 1,690 of them are going tuition-free. Now, that's one of the things of Moody that not many people know or have heard before, but because of faithful students and faithful alumni and faithful people around the world, they support those that are serious about ministry and their training. And so 1,690 are going tuition-free right now, fully accredited, full Bachelor of Arts, Master's, and we even have some doctorate level in Christian psychology. So that's
wait, just one little area.
Wait a minute. Yes.
You said tuition free?
Yes. For 126 years now, Mr. Moody started that, and it continues.
And we're not talking, did I hear you correctly? You said 1,600?
1,690.
And 90 students are going tuition free.
That's how many beds are taken right now, yes.
So you're talking room and board?
They have to pay their room and board, but we pay the tuition.
The tuition?
Yeah.
How does somebody access that?
Well, the thing that's important is Moody Bible Institute stands for training people for the ministry, for missionary, for pastoral, for sacred music, for aviation, et cetera, et cetera. And so when a person has a serious call on their life towards ministry and they can put that down on paper so Chicago can see it in their application,
yes,
then they get into a program where the folks will end up paying for the tuition for them. And it's for students that are so serious that say, I'm going to do the whole four years there. I'm going to go for it. I'm going to go to the mission field. I'm going to be a pastor or whatever. And so from their application and their references and the things that they turn in, they're seriously looked at, and then we bring 1,690 to the campus, and they continue on. We have a wonderful graduate level where like 90% that start, finish. A lot of Christian schools, yeah, that's not the truth. Yeah. And so serious study.
Now these candidates, mm-hmm, I'm serious about, who What is the tuition?
The tuition is about $8,000 a year if you're going to pay for it.
Okay.
Some pay for it because they're doing different things with their education. If they're doing it online, which I'm an online professor with Moody as well, so some are doing it fully online from Hawaii, and they don't have to go to Chicago till they graduate. So the tuition fees are about $8,000 in a normal world for a Moody student.
And somebody's actually paying that.
Yes. People
underwriting that.
They're underwriting it. Yes. And Mr. Moody didn't believe in endowment type things because he said, if you do an endowment, then you don't rely on the Lord anymore. You just rely on what's out there in your bank account. And so representatives like me are out here in the field talking with people and helping to raise that every year. And our budget's about $95 million a year for Moody Ministries.
Wow.
And the Lord provides each year by faith.
By faith.
By faith.
So Mr. Moody had a way of, in perpetuity, keeping the leadership on their knees before God.
Exactly.
Depending on him, waiting on him, working to get the word out of the great things that God is using Moody Bible Institute to do.
And can you imagine in the 1800s him having the vision to say, if you're going to go in ministry, you can't have a big debt.
Right.
And right now, some of our students are going out and having $50,000,
$100,000 debt. Gosh. I mean, and then in the ministry, it could become a little bit confusing, too, because I think you're supposed to go into the ministry to, to serve the Lord
and
serve people and not really, you know, have financial ambitions to,
And then can you imagine husband and wife or newlyweds bringing together this debt together of Christian college.
And yet they want to serve the Lord.
Yes.
So if somebody wants to get in touch with you, Rick, you know, this may be the first time they're actually hearing of this possibility.
Okay.
And how would they get in touch?
Well, the best thing to do would be to go to moodyministries.net. And moodyministries.net will have the entire Moody Ministry on the web where you can touch the tab that says education and go from there. And it can explain all of the education area.
Moodyministries.net. Now, talk to me about aviation.
That's one of our exciting jewels in the Moody Ministry. It's 65 years old. It's located in Spokane, Washington. If you were to go to Spokane today, you would see the beautiful hangar that's renovated and state-of-the-art with 10 airplanes out in front of it. And the Lord's been gracious to give us airplanes and the Kodiak, which many people know about, the airplane called the Kodiak. They're there at the training center. And once again, men and women had a vision back 65 years ago. They said, JARS and MAF and other agencies said, you know what, we need students or pilots that come to us that have a full four-year Bible degree and their certification as a mechanic as well as their certification as a pilot. So Moody, 65 years ago, put that all together, and it's a five-year degree program, and they start from A to Z in that 5 years with us.
Five-year degree program.
Yeah, and they're certified and ready to fly for a mission agency. And MAF is standing at the end of the row when they graduate, and JARS and other people saying, we need double what you can graduate.
Wow.
So over 150 students are studying to be pilots.
Right now.
Yeah.
Publishing.
Publishing, the new digital age that we're in. Oh, my goodness.
A long ways from the Colt Portage
it
ministry,
is.
Right?
Unbelievable. You know, Mr. Moody married Miss Revell. And all of us know Revell Publishing.
Mm-hmm.
Publishing was something that Moody said, you know what, we have to keep it cheap so that people can have it in their hands. So the Colt Porridge books were like 10 cents or 5 cents, and people got it in their hand for a very little. And so through the years, we've continued to try and keep things down cost-wise. Now things are going digital. The exciting news is, just as a month ago or so, Moody Publishing is saying that we're going to open the archives to the famous authors of the early 1900, and we're going to bring back some of the titles that have gone out of print digitally only, but at least now we can get them digitally.
Well, Rick, you and I will be happy to, are happy to hear that.
Yes.
Just a little, let you in on a little insight of Rick and me. We both have a certain inclination towards old classic books.
Yes.
And that was a connecting point for us, wasn't it, years ago?
My office.
When I saw your library. Mm-hmm. And there's so many rich things, rich jewels that really are applicable even today, you know, because truths are timeless.
Right.
And the communication of them, it's so precious. Rick, talk to us about the broadcasting.
Broadcasting is, we're now in the phase of looking towards a global media center that will now unite Moody Broadcasting and Moody Publishing under the same roof so that they're interfacing daily. Right now they're in separate buildings and doing their own kinds of things. And this new global media center will be the hub of everything for Moody Broadcasting and Moody Publishing. Our stations right now, 36 owned and operated stations around the world. In fact, Hilo has our 91.9 FM station where they're hearing. I just left there this morning from the Hilo side, and they are hearing it right, real good signal over there.
Wow, beautiful.
But broadcasting is looking at new things that are happening with satellite usage, and Moody Broadcasting comes to all of our iPhones wherever we might be. I have Wi-Fi radios in other countries that they're pulling in Moody Broadcasting right now. It's a new world of broadcasting.
Yes. Yes.
And so Janet Parshall and some of these names that we know, Mike Kellogg, and shows that have been on, like Unshackled, the longest radio drama program ever.
Really?
Is Unshackled, and it's still on Moody Radio and coming from downtown Chicago after 100 and so many years. It's really amazing. Mm. New things.
You open our eyes, the eyes of our ears as we listen. You know, we can see the marvelous things that the Lord is doing. When we come back, let's talk about the global vision. Okay. I mean, it seems like all aviation, publishing, broadcasting, and the training the students. It's all part of a much bigger scheme of what God is doing, a global vision. When we come back, we'll actually hear the global vision of Moody Bible Institute, and Rick will be here to fill in all the gaps for us.
All right.
Amazing opportunities for education, for a person called by God and serious. Mm-hmm. You might know somebody like that. The Lord may have you listening to this program right now because of that. Because of you connecting with Moody for them, or they connecting with Moody themselves. Maybe God's opportunity for ministry training. Stay with us. We'll be back with more from Rick Rogers of Moody Bible Institute.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
One thought, one insight, one lesson can give you a winner's edge. Danny Yamashiro's new book, Winner's Edge, includes over 300 inspirational quotes and insights from his personal collection on leadership, relationships, hope, family, teamwork, love, and much more. Winner's Edge by Danny Yamashiro, available at bookstores throughout Hawaii. And don't forget Paradise Calls, Danny Yamashiro's remarkable story of God's miracle, saving him from falling 400 feet off the Pali Ridge, a story that's brought hope to thousands around the world. Winner's Edge and Paradise Calls by Danny Yamashiro, available in ebook at Amazon Kindle. And listen to Danny Yamashiro and his featured guests on the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show weekdays on 99.5 KGU FM at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight. Connect with Danny on Facebook and Twitter and find out more at DannyYamashiro.org.
Have you been blessed by the Good Life Hawaii radio show? Have the stories been an inspiration to you? What if you had the opportunity to improve the quality of another person's life, someone like your family member or friend? Danny Yamashiro is looking for friends of the Good Life to prayerfully consider a monthly financial gift. You will receive monthly letters from Danny that will equip and encourage you. I invite you to become a financial partner with Danny Yamashiro Ministries. With your gift, you will become part of Danny's ministry team and help reach more people with God's love and hope through Jesus Christ. Write your check to Danny Yamashiro Ministries and mail it to P.O. Box 700998 Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. That's Danny Yamashiro Ministries, P.O. Box 700998, Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. Or go to www.dannyyamashiro.org. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii radio show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
So you're a young student and you have a calling on your life and you're serious about that calling. And you want to serve the Lord, but you're wondering, where can I go to get trained and have the highest level education? And then you're also wanting to know, how am I going to finance my education? And the Lord may have a very special opportunity for you. Serious student who's called by God, serious about being used by the Lord, it may be at Moody Bible Institute. And my guest today is Rick Rogers. And we're talking about that special institution that God has used to reach literally millions and millions of people, founded by Mr. Dwight Lyman Moody. We've got a special piece for you here for you to listen to. It talks about the global vision of Moody Bible Institute.
We are told to let our light shine. And if it does, we won't need to tell anybody it does. Lighthouses don't fire cannons to call attention to their shining. They just shine.
Although Moody came from rural Massachusetts, he, like John Wesley before him, let his light shine brightly, seeing the whole world as his parish. He invested his life preaching the simple gospel and building up the church worldwide. Whether reaching out to immigrant children in Chicago or preaching to millions across the United Kingdom, Moody's heart for the world is unmistakable.
I look on this world as a wrecked vessel. God has given me a lifeboat and said to me, Moody, save all you can.
And God did use Moody mightily to save the lost during his lifetime and beyond. The legacy of his vision for the world is perhaps best seen in the schools he started and the students he touched. The student volunteer movement is one of the most important missionary enterprises of the last several centuries, and it finds its start with D.L. Moody. The movement arose out of a series of meetings organized by Moody in 1886 at the Mount Hermon School in Northfield. Almost 100 young men committed their lives to overseas missions, becoming known as the Moody 100. By 1911, the original 100 would be joined by an additional 5,000 students who had become full-time overseas missionaries. A similar commitment to training missionaries was part of Mr. Moody's school in Chicago as well. By 1895, the published objective for the school included the preparation of foreign missionaries. A unique missions curriculum was formed in 1912, and a distinct medical missions emphasis was added in 1927. 1946 saw the formation of a flight program designed to train missionary aviators, and in 1952, the Institute created the Missionary Radio Tech Department. The Institute continues to place a high emphasis on world missions through our annual missions conference, bringing dozens of missionaries on campus to interact with our students and faculty. Since our beginning, thousands of alumni have served Christ around the globe. 21 of our graduates have laid down their lives because of their missionary witness and refusal to renounce their faith. Their sacrifice has often led to a renewed commitment from our students to serve Christ, no matter what the cost. Moody believed God had given him a lifeboat to save as many as he could. He spent his life fulfilling this personally and training others to do the same. Today, we hear that same call.
What would God have Moody do in order to have maximum kingdom impact in this globalized, urbanized, pluralized, secularized world that is emerging? After much prayer and rumination, here's what we decided. Biblical mission, global vision. Biblical mission, global vision.
To this end, Moody has developed a series of global initiatives for the future, seeking to establish international publishing teams to serve every continent by 2020. Recruiting more international students and raising scholarships to assist them as they prepare to return home for ministry. Linking with more Bible colleges around the globe for cross-cultural student and faculty exchanges. Forming strategic alliances with established global ministries, sharing experience and resources. And providing a quality Moody education to lay church leaders around the world through new technologies and Moody distance learning.
If our heart is right, the strong support will appear. And if God powerfully blows into the sails of good ship Moody, then this vision we've described is not too big. It's way too small.
The Moody Bible Institute celebrates the bold legacy of our founder and the dynamic future of serving Christ together in the years to come.
In the next few days, you're going to be hearing more inspirational testimonies, stories of hope and faith and opportunities like today there at Moody Bible Institute. And there's no better time than right now to share the love of Jesus with someone near you. I want you to invite someone to listen in at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight. Our stories are downloadable at thegoodlifehawaii.org. Go ahead and share them with a friend. 2 Corinthians 6:2 says, I tell you, now is the time of God's favor. Now is the day of salvation. It's always a blessing to be with you. A special thank you to our guest today, Rick Rogers. rick.rogers@moody.edu. That's Rogers without a D. Until next time, along with my technical producer, Chaz Ontai, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let Him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org. And may God richly bless you with The Good Life.